This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أسماء بنت أبي بكر رضي الله عنهما قالت حديث in a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated to us by أسماء بنت أبو بكر. Not very often that you have a hadith narrated by her رضي الله عنها وارضاها ذات النطاقين. The lady who has one of the most interesting histories or life stories, not just within the Islamic heritage, or but in general. Lady saw so much throughout her life, whether it was before Islam, when she accepted Islam as a young lady, her contribution during the time of Hijrah, the circumstances of her Hijrah, what she did during the time of Medina with the Prophet with her father, how she lived during the Khilafah Rashida, and how she made it to the time of Al-Hajjaj and the martyrism of her son Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And her story is just a very inspiring one, and inshallah at some point we'll run a series, not after Isha obviously, of Sahabiyat or Muslim women characters in history that I think it's something that'll be helpful for everybody, honestly, but definitely she's a very interesting character. People should know more about her. And she narrates this hadith within the theme of treating your parents and relatives with excellence, is what we're going to be talking about for the next maybe few weeks, where she said, قَدِمَتْ عَلَيَّ أُمِّي مِنْ قُرَيْشِ وَهِيَ مُشْرِكَ فِي الْعَهْدِ الَّذِي عَاهَدَهُمْ فِيهِ. Said, my mother came to me from Quraysh as a disbeliever, as a mushrika, during the treaty that عَاهَدَهُمْ, the Prophet, she's referring to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, during the treaty that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام had with them. So after Hudaybiyah, when things calmed down, people can move around. It was like no more war anymore. So you can get up and you can go visit Medina and you're not afraid of anything. Abu Sufyan did it. The person who tried to annihilate the city, tried to kill everybody in it during the time of Hudaybiyah, he went and entered and they didn't kill him. Because it was a ahd, there was a treaty of peace, people could move around. So her mother, who hadn't seen her in a long time, and scholars differ whether she shares a mother with Aisha, so it's Roman, or if it's someone else. They differ on that piece. So we don't know for sure. Most likely it isn't. It's a different mother. That's the majority opinion here. But regardless, there's an opinion that says that they have the same mother. So she came from Mecca to visit her daughter in Medina, and she was not a believer. She just wanted to visit her daughter. So Asma says, فَاسْتَفْتَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So I went to him and I asked him for fatwa, what do I do? فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ تَأْتِينِي أُمِّي وَهِيَ رَاغِبَةً أَفَأَصِلُهَا. My mother is coming to me. She's not Muslim, but I hope she will be. She's not coming. رَاغِبَة means she has some willingness. It doesn't mean that she's coming to accept Islam, but Asma is hoping that she has some willingness. Hopefully she'll accept Islam, maybe. She's trying to maybe polish this picture a bit so that she can spend time with her. أَفَأَصِلُهَا. Do I go and visit her? Do I strengthen the relationship, the kinship relationship with her? فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَعَمْ صِلِي أُمَّكْ. Said, yes, go and perform صِلَةْ رَحِمْ with your mother the way you should. Because it doesn't matter whether they're believers or disbelievers. And that's, of course, not just a prophetic teaching. It's obviously a Quranic one before that. The Quran talks about, وَنْجَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفٌ. And if they try to force you to become a mushrik, if you have parents who are trying to force you to become mushrik, if they are oppressing you in your faith, they're trying to take away your ability to be a Muslim, once you become mushrik, then just don't obey them regarding that piece. And continue to perform your suhbah wa sahibhuma, make sure your companionship with them is ma'roof, is the best it can be. So, and the reason I'm telling you this hadith is because Asma wasn't sure what to do, because her mother was a mushrika. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, sali ummak, he has nothing to do with whether she's a believer or disbeliever, you continue to perform salah with your mother. And that's what we're supposed to do with parents who are disbelievers, who are enemies of us within faith, for example. Imagine if your parents are practicing Muslims, who all they want is for you to be a good Muslim. You understand that when it's the opposite, it poses the question that if they're mushrik, I'm supposed to be the best. What if they're not only Muslim, but all that would make them happy is for me to be the best Muslim I can be, then what relationship should I have with them then? You know, sometimes say if when they're the opposite of that, I have to be the best. When it's the opposite of that, the Prophet ﷺ told her, "Sili ummaki," then go and strengthen your relationship with your mother. Go perform salat rahim and spend time with your mother and treat your mother well. Whether she's mushrik or not is not a point here. What if they're the opposite? If they're actually trying to pull you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they're putting effort into it, then that's now that you've added reason to be the best you can be with them. And that's I think what the point of this hadith, and in my mind, is at least. That Asma had that wondered if, you know, my mother is from Quraysh, what do? Do I keep it professional until she accepts Islam? Do I go and treat her as I would treat my mother? And he said, no, treat her as you would treat your mother, even though she's mushrika. Imagine now when you have a Muslim mother and Muslim father. And many people don't, by the way. Like, my mother didn't have a Muslim father and mother. It's hard. It's not an easy thing. But if you do, and the more Muslim you are, and the better person you are, and the closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are, the happier they are for you, and the more proud they are of you. This is a huge blessing that we don't even think about. Most of us don't even think about this. You didn't grow up with parents that were pulling you or pushing you in the opposite direction of being a good person. They were upset with you when you weren't. If you weren't a good Muslim, they would be upset with you. So they want you to be a better Muslim. Oh, now birr is yani usitnain, yani birr to the power of two. Now it's birr times birr. Yani you have two reasons. You have an extra. They gave you, they nurtured life into you, and now they also are pushing you to be a better person. Now you have really no choice but to be the best you can be. And I feel that's what this hadith. We don't know. We don't know for sure. We don't know if her mother for sure accepted Islam or not. Some narrations say that she did. Some narrations say that she didn't. We don't know for sure. And I think that's actually the beauty of the story. Inshallah, we make dua that inshallah she may accepted Islam and that Asma bint Abu Bakr did not have her heart broken with her mother and her son. And inshallah that she found that. But I think the beauty of the story is that no one really authenticated the narration for us that she did. To make this story more meaningful, that we don't even know that she did. It's just she had to be the best she needed to be, regardless of her mother's faith and her background. SubhanAllah, I find that to be very meaningful. But I tend to believe that she did. I think the barakah of the dua of the Prophet ﷺ would have reached her, and she would have made it, inshallah, eventually, which is what I believe. Allahu a'lam. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أسماء بنت أبي بكر رضي الله عنهما قالت قدمت علي أمي من قريش وهي مشركة في العهد الذي عاهدهم فيه فاستفتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت يا رسول الله تأتيني أمي وهي راغبة أفأصلها فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم نعم صلي أمك صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.